You're listening to Casual Talk Radio, where common sense is still the norm. Whether you're a new or longtime listener, we appreciate you joining us today. Visit us at casualtalkradio.net. And now, here's your host, Leister.
Tree pollen season is upon us, so I will be somewhat sniffly and coughy and all that good stuff. I apologize in advance. I think we'll be quick. Today, we need to talk about dogs. And presumably there are dog lovers out there. I used to be a dog lover. And then society changed its mind about how we treat dogs. And after it changed its mind, I decided I wasn't going to own one. So let me tell my story. And I want to tell stories about what's happening, these incidents happening recently. But my story is this. You know, I've had multiple dogs since I was the youngest of possible, starting Kelly, youngest possible dog. I don't know what brand or type of dog it was. I know it was Shaggy and I know it was gray. That's all I know. What I was told, got hit by a car. I remember seeing the welt on its head before they put it down. I don't remember anything else because I was too young. Sparky, Pomeranian. And Sparky's the one I'm going to key in on, but Sparky, Pomeranian. Ran away, or that's the theory. We never saw him again. We kept him in the backyard. Session, which was my brother's dog, and I struggle now, memory-wise, whether it was my older brother's dog or the one that passed away in 2023. It seems like it would have been the one that passed away, but that doesn't feel right. It feels like it would have been the older brother, and I've not talked to him about it, but either way, so I was charged with taking care of this dog. And Session, I'm going to be talking about here in a second. So, Kelly, Sparky, Session, yep, and then Rocky, Cocker Spaniel mix. Those are all the dogs that I recall owning. There may have been others that I don't recall. Of all of those dogs, the only one that we actively kept indoors, which was the last one, was Rocky. And that's mostly because he was trained by the time we found him. He was a graduation present. They allegedly found him out running. You know, he was out in the street. They took him in, and then they gave him to me as a graduation gift. And he was a house dog, in-house dog. All the other dogs we had were not house dogs. They were outdoors dogs. I know for a fact Session was outdoors, pit terrier. I know for a fact that Sparky was outdoors. I'd be shocked if Kelly was not outdoors. So the point is that the vast majority of dogs we have were outdoor dogs, not indoor dogs. Only had the one that was indoor dogs. And I've seen chat from people that say it's inhumane to keep dogs outdoors. And we rush to this narrative of keeping dogs indoors. But yet we walk dogs outdoors. We let them out into the yard to run around. So it's like we're welcoming a prison for the dog. We're not really sure that the dog's happy being inside. We just assume it. They're a family member, right? I never had an issue with any of the dogs except, you know, Sparky would yap at you and, you know, nip at you, but not crazy. Session being a pit terrier. That's a story I'll tell in a second. Rocky, we never had a problem with. Rocky, though, he would flinch. So, like, even if you weren't going to hit him, just the motion, he would flinch. And he would get this look in his eyes like he was just completely terrified or ashamed or whatever. So you knew that he went through something, right? Session, though, the pit terrier. And again, I swear, it feels like it had to have been the older brother. I feel that. I was charged with taking care of her one day, and he would, I think I told this story, he would give her raw meat. Whatever, I'm a kid, you know, I don't know any better. And I was charged with feeding, and I go to put the meat into the bowl, and she nipped at me. She took an action to bite, like she was going to bite me. And just because of who I was at the time, it was a reflex. I just, from the other hand, just reached out, boom, hit her with a fist with my other hand as hard as I could. Dog never yipped at me again, ever again. So that's my story. The session thing's not why I don't want dogs. None of that's why I don't want dogs. What's been happening recently is a rise of these incidents is the reason I said I don't really want a dog. That's what I'm going to talk about today, but I wanted to start with my history so you understand I'm not new to dogs by any stretch. I've had them before. I understand the indoor dogs and the outdoor dogs. I believe that dogs inherently should be outdoors. And then sometimes let indoors when appropriate, you know, if the weather's not appropriate for the dog or something. But other than that, I believe they belong outdoors. That's what I'm gonna get to. Let's chat through what's been happening. The most recent situation, there's been multiple, but the most recent situation came from an online source, The Metro. And when I read it, first of all, I didn't like the terminology they were using. I understand, but it's silly. So I am gonna replace some of their terminology with what's really happening. But This couple, they're a couple, and they were talking about two dogs or one dog they put down recently because of the situation. There was a different dog. And it reported that vets were noticing a rise in dog behavior problems. And a lot of these are adopted dogs. So in this situation, what happened is they adopted this dog from a breeder. They bought him from a breeder during the lockdowns because they wanted to, you know, have another dog and they felt themselves to be dog lovers, etc. And as a puppy, when all of a sudden he's, you know, one day he's feeding the dog treats and it was something weird happened where the dog was fixated on something. The girl tries to distract the dog with a treat. The dog bit her. She had to get a tetanus shot. After this, they tried to take behavioral, you know, trainers into the vet and try to figure it out. They tried drugs. They tried all these things that weren't working. And it seemed like it was always the girl. It seemed like it was not always, but predominantly, I should say, the girl. And food was usually involved in these situations. The dog now, they were going for a walk. Got dirt on the dog during the walk. She tries to clean the dog. The dog attacks her violently, like just keep on charging at her, violently attacking her. After which they're told, you know, by the vets, like, look, it's time. You need to, the best option is to put the dog to sleep. You know, something has happened and this is not healthy and it's going to be a problem. They talked about how they'd be sitting together with the dog and then the dog would just randomly attack for no reason. And the truth is that they felt that they were giving love to the dog and weren't getting love in return, which I almost laughed about, but I understand. So this then reminded me of a different situation. And this came from an actor. I had never heard of the actor, Sean Lowe. You may or may not, it's from The Bachelor. Sean Lowe's been attacked multiple times. His family's been attacked multiple times by dogs that they've taken in. Most recently, he had a boxer that attacked him, just violently attacked him to ready to go to the hospital. It was a horrible, horrible situation. I don't wish ill on the guy, but when this happens multiple times to multiple dogs, it cannot be that the dogs are always the problem. They told him, sometimes the dog comes from a troubled household and that's why, but it's the same pattern with the same person. There's something in your household that's triggering. In this case, he said it was a smoke alarm. Maybe, but I find that difficult to accept. Maybe. I find that to be an odd story to go on. In my personal opinion, I don't know. Some years ago, Mark Harmon had a pit bull. Mark Harmon had one where there was a dog attack on set on what was happening. Morgan Wallen, I think he's a singer. His kid had a dog attack him. Ving Rhames, right? At his house, there was a dog attack at Ving Rhames' house. There's all these different celebrity attacks. Internationally, there were some Korean stars where they had dogs attack them. And over, Michelle, she's from She's from Korea originally, but I think she's American. But all of these that I'm seeing now, they're increasing. And the one pattern I notice is that they're all indoor dogs. I make the statement, and it's my opinion, I make the statement that the one mistake that we made as a society is trying to force dogs to always be inside dogs. I think, in my opinion, some dogs don't belong indoors. They belong outdoors the vast majority of the time. Again, walking them in for certain for weather events, and that's fine, but the vast majority of the time, I think they should be outdoors, in my opinion. And I'm not wishing ill of any of them. I'm putting a plea out to anybody to think about whether it makes sense. Because if you have kids, I mean, you're putting your kids at risk for this pooch that might be fine, but you don't know if they're going to snap off on something. You don't know if there's something in the house that triggers them. You don't know what might happen. And think of the worst situation. I understand. You know, sometimes the dogs work out fine. I'm not suggesting they all do it. I'm saying it's a risk. I would recommend we simply embrace the idea that dogs inherently should really be outdoors. They can be welcomed indoors for certain weather events, but I think they should inherently be outdoors animals and not perceived as though they have to be inside all the time, because it might simply be them being inside that sets them off, and it's just certain ones that's worse for others. In summary, I'm not suggesting anything for you to do other than think it through. That rhymes. Just think through these situations. Do some your own reading. Do some searches about these dog attacks that are increasing. Vets are seeing this happen more and more. Sometimes it's the background. Sometimes it's your environment. But the pattern is that when you have them inside the home, it seems to happen more often than the ones when we were having them outdoors. And it was fine. I'm not suggesting that you keep them chained to a tree, right? And maybe you don't own a backyard. Maybe you live in an apartment where you don't have the luxury of doing that. So sometimes your situation does not lend itself to that. But if you do have property and you do have fencing and you do have a way to secure the dog outdoors, I honestly believe that that's the best place for it. It allows it to be free. It allows it to experience nature as it was intended to do, and keeps your family safe no matter what. And then you just need to measure when you do let the dog enter the house or not. But you could also keep an eye on it to see if there are these triggers like a smoke alarm or something else in the safety where they're locked. Because the Sean Lowe situation, he claimed that they had the dog outside and somehow the dogs had to open the door. At some point, I start questioning the story, right? But if you keep outdoor and you keep that pattern, it may help you maintain safety of your family away from these dog attacks. It's up to you. I know there's probably dog lovers out there and say, absolutely not. Their Fido is part of the family. Hey, that's cool. All I'm suggesting is to be careful because these attacks are increasing. Talk to your vet about it. Maybe your dog is fine, but be aware that this is becoming more of a thing than it used to be.